His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a report in the Republican American today, U.S. Representative Elizabeth Estey from the 5th District issued an apology yesterday for failing to protect her own staff members from sexual harassment, including allegations of violence involving her former chief of staff. The admission and apology came after Hearst Connecticut Media Group published an account of a former female staffer who alleged Estey's ex-chief of staff, Anthony R. Baker, punched her, screamed at her, and threatened her with death. In a statement, Estey said she was horrified and angered when she learned in 2016 that the former employee had been harassed and physically harmed. A spokesman for Baker told Hearst that he denies punching the former female employee. Timothy Daly, Estey's current chief of staff, reported yesterday Estey also personally repaid the federal government $5,000 in severance paid to Baker. Accused of stealing more than $69,000 from an elderly woman in her care and convicted of that, Tara Yard remained silent when invited by the judge to speak yesterday in Torrington Superior Court. She has avoided prison by accepting a plea agreement to avoid trial. The Norfolk woman's admission, even without an apology, is a significant shift from her longtime insistence that missing funds were the result of shoddy bookkeeping or the fault of others. In a story in the Republican American today, she admitted guilt in January to stealing funds intended for the care of now-deceased Marion Donovan in various ways, including fund transfers, payments for hours not worked, and cash payments. Yard was ordered not to work again as a caregiver and to repay $69,000, the amount of missing funds prosecutors said they could document as directly attributable to a criminal act. North Canton First Selectman Charlie Perotti said no action will be taken at this time to seek an ordinance for regulating boarding houses. The ad hoc committee was formed after concerns were raised about houses operating without oversight and the possible risk to occupants. Perotti said the town will follow code requirements and the fire marshal and the building inspector adhere to monitoring those houses. Perotti also said the state and federal governments are coming up with regulations that should be helpful to the town. Scholarship applications for the Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship are now available through the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Guidance Department and Art Department. Any senior pursuing a degree in fine arts, including film, can apply. It's advised that students seek the assistance of their guidance advisor, art teacher, or film teacher when completing the application. This was launched in 2004. The $40,000 award is disbursed in annual payments of $10,000 and is administered by the Foundation for Contemporary Arts based in New York City. Sharon Daycare Center Easter Egg Hunt happened Saturday, March 31st at 11 o'clock for children age 10 and under. The Easter Bunny will arrive at 11 at Sharon Center School basketball court. The Easter Egg Hunt will start promptly at 11:15. Rain, sleet, snow, or shine, refreshments will be served. Falls Village Recreation Commission will hold its annual town Easter Egg Hunt. This is coming up Saturday at 1 at the Lee H. Kellogg School Playground. There'll be games, prizes, and opportunities for photos with the Easter Bunny. For more information, contact Mike DeMesa at 860-201-7639. Blue Rider Stables invites families to their third annual candy-free Easter Egg Hunt on Saturday, March 31st from 10 till 1. It's a free community event, great for kids of all ages. Pony rides, hay maze, face painting, and delicious refreshments available for an additional charge. Blue Rider Stables is located at 15 Farm Lane, South Egremont. More information at 413-528-5299. The VFW Couch Pipa Post 685 Route 7 in North Canaan on March 31st at 8 p.m. presents Two Guys in Suits and Ties. If you like to dance, if you like to party, this is the place to be on Saturday the 31st. All proceeds benefit the Couch Pipa Building Fund. March 31st and April 1st, Red Hook Bard College, Abby Z, and the New Utility presents Abandoned Playground, a hyperkinetic contest of physical, daring, and extreme virtuosity choreographed by Abby Zabkowski, winner of the 2017 Jerry Bessie Award. Coming up on April 2nd, it's the American Legion Post 178 All-You-Can-Eat Pancake Breakfast. Pancakes, bacon, coffee, French toast, eggs, hot chocolate, syrup, home fries, tea, sausage, toast, eat-in or take-out from 7 to 11 at the American Legion Post on Route 44 in Millerton, New York. April 6th in Red Hook Bard College presents Liam Malinalli, a founding member of the band Hot House Flowers, one of Ireland's best-loved musicians, performing in collaboration with Deirdre Lowry's American-Irish Dance Company at 7:30.
April 6th in Norfolk Infinity Hall. Founding member of the Kinks, Dave Davies, and his band will perform new material as well as classics. It starts at 8 p.m. InfinityHall.com. In Great Barrington on April 7th, Think Food Conference, The Future of Farming, Democratizing the Food System, featuring talks, presentations, roundtable discussions, and more. Bard College at Simon's Rock from 10 until 5. April 7th in Wasaic, The Wasaic Project and Maxim Mills, E-Textile Spring Rake Social and Seed Swap, talks, informal discussions, and small workshops along with exhibitions at the intersection of craft, technology, and textiles, 1 till 6 p.m. The Seed Swap runs from 3 until 4. On Saturday the 7th, Dr. Stephen Keith Sergerin, Associate Professor of the Sunbridge Institute in Chestnut Ridge, New York, and Executive Director and Faculty Chair at Berkshire Waldorf High School in Stockbridge, will present a talk entitled The Perpetual Crisis in U.S. Education. Anybody who lives in the northwest corner knows that the educational system is in a state of flux, but it's not only here. I'll discuss those topics along with the history of education in America at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library on Main Street in Salisbury. Putting spring in your step, the Cornwall Contra Dance, 24 Pine Street in Cornwall, Saturday, April 7th. Dancing begins at 7 with music by Still the Homegrown Band, calling by Rich Severdella. All dances taught, no partner necessary, donations accepted to pay the caller. More information at motherhouse.us. In Millerton on April 7th, the Movie House has a screening of The Gardener, a new documentary on the meaning of gardening, featuring the late Frank Cavett, founder of the Garden Conservancy, followed by a discussion with Gregory Long, president of the New York Botanical Garden, with an introduction by designer Bunny Williams at 7 p.m. The First Congregational Church of Stockbridge hosts Music on Main series on Saturday, April 7th at 7 p.m., an evening of swinging jazz, smoky blues, and a touch of twang, featuring Joanne Redding and Robert Kelly. Suggested donation of $20, $15 for seniors and students at the door. Proceeds help support the music ministry of the church, which is located at 4 Main Street in Stockbridge. More information online at stockbridgeucc.org/events. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, April 7th from 7 till 10 at St. John's Church. Backdoor entrance presents the return of Fee Fi Fo, John White, Ronnie Neuhauser, Fred Medillo, and Jamie Moss. More information at nocheese.com. Donations at the door keep the music playing. Also information at tinyurl.com/12moons. April 8th in Salisbury, Tri-State Mini Maker Fair, a showcase of creative makers of Northwest Connecticut and the Tri-State area. Reverend Burns Firecraft will return with an extended performance. Admission is free. You need to register in advance at Eventbrite page to be eligible for a door prize drawing. It's being held at the Hotchkiss School from 10 until 3. April 8th in Cornwall, Village Meeting House, Cornwall Historical Society's annual Norman Dorson Lecture, A Republic If You Can Keep It, will be presented by Susan H. Herman, president of the National ACLU, in honor of Dorson's memory. 8 Bolton Hill Road. That begins at 2 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 254.69 to 24,103.11 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,063.44, and the S&P 500 at 2640.87. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.